As the nation moves toward full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, there's no shortage of arguments over what its effects will be.
What we can predict is a general trend overall, that overall it's going to hurt employment.
That's one side of the argument from economist Marjorie Brown, speaking with ABC News. Not everyone agrees, but Governor McDonnell is among those who do, and he's providing an example in Virginia. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here with more on that.
This week, one of the most clicked stories in VA News was a piece by Steve Contorno with the Washington Examiner. And it had to do with the state's response to a provision of the Affordable Care Act that says employers have to provide benefits to any part-time worker who works 30 or more hours.
There are two things to look at here. There's what Virginia is doing, and across the Potomac, what Maryland is doing.
In Maryland, they're doing all they can to comply with the spirit of the law, and that is to try to bring more people under employer-provided health care. Whereas Virginia, the approach by the McDonnell administration has been quite the opposite. They've discovered there are at least 10,000 Virginia public employees who work at least 30 hours a week with no benefits. The governor has ordered all agencies to cut the hours of these workers back to below 30 hours a week, so the state would not be on the hook to provide medical insurance for the employees and their families.
David, where are the workers who will be affected in the state?
At the very top of the list is the Virginia Community College system, which relies heavily upon adjunct professors, none of whom are full-time and all of whom work, obviously, 30 more hours. There's 1,500 of those around the state. That's followed by VCU in Richmond, 883, and your neighborhood department of ABC store, 605. Those are mostly cashiers.
It'll be instructive to watch how things develop in Virginia and Maryland as the new law takes effect and the various numbers come in. And speaking of numbers, another popular story at Virginia News is by Bill Sizemore of the Virginian Pilot. It's all about a joint legislative audit and review commission report that compares Virginia with the rest of the nation on a list of economic and spending matters, many of them at the center of political debate. What's in that report?
Let me run through a few of the ones they point out that kind of brings some perspective to the 2013 legislative session. Virginia is a high-income state. Its per capita personal income is more than $46,000, and it's ranked eighth highest in the country. In terms of taxes, Virginia is a low-tax state. The state's state and local tax load as a percentage of income ranks 43rd in the nation. And then there's the question of dependence on the federal government. It says that for every man, woman, and child across the Commonwealth, Virginia receives $14,463 a year. That ranks fifth in the nation.
Well, transportation and Medicaid are big issues again this year in Richmond. What about those two?
Per capita spending on roads is 43rd in the nation. And if you take a look at Medicaid, it even goes farther down. 46 out of the 50 states.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project, which gathers newspaper reporting on politics and government in Virginia and posts it each day at the VA News link on vpap.org. I'm Fred Eccles.